Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to this Wednesday edition of the ACT Brief. First up on our agenda, in part two of a recent video interview, Jonathan Andrews, co-CEO of Creo, said eClinical platforms are evolving toward protocol-driven eSource tools that standardize data collection at the site level. By translating study protocols into structured templates with built-in validation and edit checks, sponsors can improve data quality at the point of care while still allowing for flexibility for site-specific workflows. Up next, in a new contributed article from IQVIA, insights from the 2026 Scope Conference highlight a broader shift from document-based processes to connected, data-centric ecosystems. Advances such as digital protocols, interoperable data standards, and cross-sponsored data sharing are enabling more efficient study startup, improved site selection, and more reliable patient experience data across the trial lifecycle. And finally, in industry news, Roche has discontinued its Phase 2 SHIELD DMD study, underscoring increasing execution risk in rare disease trials. Despite no new safety or efficacy concerns, limited recruitment and challenges generating regulatory-grade data led to the decision, highlighting how operational feasibility and evidentiary expectations are becoming key determinants of trial viability. And that's all for today's edition of the ACT Brief. Join us right back here tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.